another thing is, yesterday we did a call to action, and we asked you guys to tag the network and let them know that we were, you know, that Armand sent you. And shout out to you guys for doing so. I've seen a lot of you guys tagging the network and letting them know that I sent you over there. So also, let's do another call to action. If you have not done so already, please follow me on Instagram. It is very important that you guys do so. Hold on, y'all. Let me see. Let me do this one. This is the right link. Yeah, that's the right link. Follow me on Instagram. Click the link right now because we post there first, so sometimes you don't get your notifications. But if you are following me on Instagram, you'll get to see the notification there, and then you can follow us over on YouTube. Usually we post the content there first, and then we come over to YouTube and get into some things. But the comments be going up, okay? So make sure you guys are on Instagram right now, okay? Remember the rules, guys. We're not going to call in and be the fool. We're not going to call in and be ghetto. Super chats will come to the top. And that's just how we're going to do that thing right there, okay? So, all right, let's take a couple calls. 9525, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. It's nice to finally talk to you.
Yes. Talk to me. What do you think? What do you want to get into? You want to get into Megan Thee Stallion? You want to get into Tiffany Haddish, Larry Reed? What are we talking about?
I just want to say I do think that Megan Thee Stallion song is really good.
Okay.
I do see a lot of people saying that Key Glock should not have been on the song, but I think he, like, matches the vibe really well. What do you think?
I could care less if he was on there or not. I don't think it was a bad thing. I think the song is perfect. I love it. I think the song is fine. I think it's fine.
I do think that Nicki cannot go toe-to-toe with Megan. I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
I think
that'd
be interesting. I think that Meg has a fire under her, but I feel like we can't play with Nicki because if Nicki really got into a battle, Nicki is a very clever writer. She's very clever, very witty, very sharp. And one thing I like about Nicki is, you know, she talks about where she gets her verses and where she gets her cleverness from. Like, she says that she, like, when she wants to, like, rhyme stuff, like, she, like, Googles different things that go together. Like, she's a big Googler. She never went to college, but she's a big Googler, and so that's how she learns a lot of stuff, and that's how she does her metaphors and double entendres and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think that would be a good little battle because we can't sit up here and act like Nicki don't rap because she's a metaphor queen, you know, and she's a flow queen too. So I think that it would be nasty, but I think that Meg got some heat. Meg got some fire. Meg got that youthful energy. Like, girl, you press. You know, you can always tell when an older girl is pressed. So then you feel that. And so that's why I feel like Megan Thee Stallion is like, girl, she's a little pressed. So, girl, I can give her that heat because she can't take right now. But, yeah, thanks, Boom.
Did you notice that she dropped a tear in the video?
I did notice that she dropped a tear. We talked about that. Where were you?
I don't know. I just feel like Nicki's downfall is she lacks aggression in her raps. And I feel like to be a rapper, you have to be aggressive. And I feel like Megan Thee Stallion and Remy Ma brings that.
Remy Ma looks sound like she's fighting beats, though. I don't really get into the Remy Ma stuff. But thank you.
Bye, thank Lou. You.
All right, let's take another call. Okay, 4450, you live on the air. Hello? Not ready. I'm going to pin the number right here. If you guys want to call in, the number is 563-999-3658-4450. Live on the air.
They need to arrest Nicki and Kenneth Petty next.
Okay, that's not what this is about. 0772, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Yes, you live. Talk to me.
Ooh, okay. Well, let me get this out real quick. Okay, first I just want to talk about Megan Thee Stallion real quick because I feel like she's just eating the girls up. One thing I've been wanting to say for a long time, I just feel like Nicki Minaj low-key basically getting what she was serving when she first was, like, coming around, like, trying to, like, dog Little Kim and all this. And I feel like now she finally got a girl that can, you know, keep up with you or whatever. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That's it, girl.
Facebook.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. Don't be sorry. Thank you. Have a good day.
And you too.
Okay, bye. Okay, 2937, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
I want to talk about the Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears.
Okay,
so,
let's talk about it.
You know, I see a lot of people trying to find grace for Tiffany, but she bought those kids. She manipulated the mom by telling them that this was a Nickelodeon thing, and it turned out to be something different. You know, this all mm-hmm. would have not happened if she did not bring out those kids.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm out of breath. I was working out.
Do you think that she? So you think that they should be? Do you think they should be arrested?
I think that they should be arrested, just like how you was doing the hand gestures and all that stuff like that. Him in the tub with that little boy. There is nothing funny about a grown ass man in the tub with a boy.
Absolutely. Thank you. 9525. You're live on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Right. You know what? Hold on. Yeah, right. Tiffany Haddish brought the kids to the set while she's trying to act like she wished she would have never agreed to do it. But I'm like, girl, you knew the kids. They didn't know Ari. So you're just as guilty. Go ahead. 9525.
Okay. Hi, Armand. Yes, I'm totally in agreement with you. Tiffany Haddish knew that this was not a good look. She never thought it would become public. I'm wondering, who did she piss off for this to become public suddenly? Because in 2019, Ari Spears settled with the mother from the lawsuit. Okay. So she settled in 2019. Why is this coming out now? Obviously, Tiffany pissed off somebody. That's what I really believe. Because
well, I feel like Ari Spears pissed somebody off, and he pissed off Lizzo.
In your life. I love your show, and we'll see what happens, but you've been on point with this. It doesn't matter if it was a long time ago. It's not a money shakedown because Ari settled in 2019. It's the principle. It's a videotape of children being abused. That's what abuse looks like. Since you're talking about, oh, this is what success looks like, this is what money looks like, that's what child abuse looks like.
Okay. Period. Pooh, thank you. This is what success looks like. This is what money looks like. This is what fame looks like. And that is what child abuse looks like. And predatory behavior looks like. Tiffany Haddish. And coercion looks like. It's what that looks like. Well, 2046, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I haven't called in a long time, but I'm going to start with the preacher.
Okay, please start with that.
You know, they make it hard for people that want to go to church. So many people have church hurt, and them curtains hanging up on the wall was a mess. The whole church was a mess. And he coming up in there all fly, and his wife and the baby and all that. It just makes and gives the rest of the preachers who might be serving God for real a bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank God, though, that Olga don't have a license to practice in New York. How about that?
Because let me tell you something. It will be over for Larry Reed.
It definitely would. It definitely would. But let me say this about the Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. That little boy is so damaged. He said he can't leave his house. He said people are going to think that he's, you know, male on male.
Oh.
Yeah. He said that man had no business having male on male relationships with him. He said that when he got in the tub with him, he lifted up his leg and poured water on his foot and his leg. It's no way that man could have gotten in touch with him without touching him, whether it was back to back, hand to arm. That was a touch, whether he touched his private or not. He touched that boy. They said this is the documents that was turned in. That little boy said he was the end with the ending with the E.
Yes.
He didn't have
okay.
No underwear. He had no business in the tub with that child. So I believe they should go to jail. He said Tiffany was in there the whole time. She did not leave. Tiffany has stand-up comedy with jokes saying that parents should bring, she loved when parents bring their children to work on bring your child to work day, and she look at the little boys. Everything that she's in and organized has to do with children. Like you said yesterday.
Yeah, she does do a lot of work with children. You know what I think is also interesting too? Like, you know, at some point I do think that, you know, the bigger conversation is everything cannot be comedy. We cannot mask a lot of this weird stuff in comedy. Like, comedians don't get a right to be disgusting and weird, right? And I feel like a lot of people are trying to just make it seem like this is comedy.
Well, I think, like you said yesterday, had they said something like they was trying to bring awareness because of the name in the beginning and what they said at the end about be careful who you leave your children around, that might have put a softer blow on them. But for them to come in there and say that this was supposed to be funny, 9 years ago, Tiffany Haddish was 33 years old. Okay, that's not that far from how old you are, and you know
right.
That ain't
that ain't funny. No.
No, it's not. Somebody
she was real wrong. She was wrong, wrong.
Why would that little boy be sitting on the floor with his legs open like that? Okay. The mom had a nervous break apart, couldn't work, lost her job, and then was taking money from Tiffany to survive. So I'm pretty sure that that's why she's not party to this lawsuit, because she know they would eat her up with that.
Well, they trying to anyway. I mean, they trying to say this is a shakedown for the mom. So what I'm getting, because I didn't really get into all the documents and things like that, but what I'm hearing is like the mom had like some sort of like issues, right? And so the daughter is like, you know, has the primary care of the brother and things like that. And so they're the ones going for the lawsuit. They're the ones that's going for the prosecution because they're trying to take the mom out of it. But Aries and Tiffany, they're trying to bring the mom in this, saying that the mom is behind this because she wants money. But I still feel like they're trying to negate from the fact that these people were the actual ones in this situation. Like, you can't negate this girl is 22 years old and this little boy is now 14 years old. They are the victims here. Don't try to add the mom into this because she's unstable.
Right.
And she was taking money from you at one point.
That little boy is toe up from the floor up. And that young lady is not a lawyer. But when the mom accepted the money from them, when the contract was signed, there was no guardian ad litem, which is a lawyer that represents children, don't have nothing to do with any of the other parties. So that contract is null and void. I don't care what money she got. It don't have anything to do with anything because the children were not represented, period.
Okay. Thank you for giving us that information, period. Thanks, Boo.
All right, love. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Okay, that's some tea. So no matter what that settlement looked like with the mom, the children was not represented. So they weren't wrapped up in this. So now the children have their own case. That's why the mom is not in on this. So this is a separate case. But they're going to try to bridge the fact that the mom settled and this, that, and the third. But if they can prove that that mom is just, you know, as unstable and this, that, and the third, you know, this is going to be really, really interesting. And that boy is still a minor. So, 7587, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
What's going on? So I definitely want to comment on the bishop.
Okay.
Yeah, I really feel like he's watching because he's that much of a clout chaser. And it's incredible that you showed us that the only people he's really following are, like, celebrities. And, like, he's absolutely going to lose his case. Like, absolutely. So I hope Larry Reed's not even worried about that.
Yeah.
But he definitely reminds me of, like, every church that I've ever been in. I'm sorry. Nothing against, you know, Christians, but there's always a person like him begging for money or bragging about having money. It's one of the two.
Mm.
So shouts out to him. And as far as Tiffany Haddish goes in Aries Spears, I really feel like we're looking at, okay, so I'm just going to be devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Being that Aries hasn't spoke out at all, right? So I almost feel like he made this resurface. Only because I feel like Tiffany and Lizzo might run in the same kind of circles. And we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And maybe some kind of way Tiffany stuck up for Lizzo. I don't know. But it's very, like, just peculiar to me that Aries hasn't said anything. And for him, if that was his idea, I still say Tiffany should take her accountability. But if it was his idea, this man had to be very comfortable with what he was doing. I don't feel like this is the first time he's done something like this. And when you're that, like, and when you live in that delusion, he might not see anything wrong with his actions. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think that Aries, I'm a little lost why he would make this resurface. I do think that this kind of resurfaced because what he did with Liz, and I think that Tiffany kind of got hit with a stray. But I have to feel like even if this was his idea, I'm with you when you're like, okay, in his mind, he has to have a sick mind. But then how sick would you have to be for me to present that to you? Say I'm him and you're Tiffany. I have this sick idea, and then you say I got the perfect kids for it. I mean, which one is sicker?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's probably the same. It's the same level to me. Because you went and found the kids.
She knew because of the mom not being stable, too.
She knew the mom
was.
So she knew that she could find those type of kids because she knew that the mom was going to give them up. You know you can't go to anybody's, just their average mom and take their kids and do something weird like that. She knew that mom was like, okay, do it, whatever. We need the money, whatever. Nickelodeon, tell me anything. You know what I mean? She knew that mom was an unstable mother. And so you knew that you knew the perfect kids that you could put in that situation. You know you can't just go to anybody kid and do that because them parents going to be all over that. What parent is going to – I mean, honestly, a lot of times they're not even going to leave you alone with the kids. They're going to want to be there taking pictures and smiling and laughing. This mama wasn't even there. She left her 14-year-old daughter chaperone. So that tells you enough. But at the same time, if she felt comfortable enough with Tiffany Haddish, right, because Tiffany giving her money and has a relationship, and Tiffany is already kind of manipulating her because she already knows that you're unstable, let me take your kids. I got this girl. I got the perfect kids for this skit. You brought the kids. But you trying to act like you wish you would have never committed to the idea. No, girl, you should have never brought them kids. Girl, please. She's just as trash as he is. Everybody keeps trying to find all this grace for Tiffany Haddish. That's disgusting. If these were two gay men on here, this was a transgender drag. Let me tell you something. If these were gay men on here doing it, people would be like, it would be curtains closed. Or if these were men doing this to like, and it was clear video of a straight man doing this to a little girl. Do you guys know the outrage that would be going on right now? This man would have loved. You'd be seeing Netflix speaking out. You'd be seeing Hulu. Everybody, deals would be dropped left and right. If this was some little girl in her little underwear and a man is touching on her, a comedian. If this was Kevin Hart playing with some little girl like that or Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely. No, you're right. I honestly feel like if this is on somebody's computer along with other materials, they'd be going to jail. like, this is this the video. I can finish it. I'm sorry, I can't finish it. It's bad to me. I feel for that little boy. So, thanks for letting me share. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great day. All right, 3902, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to talk about the Tiffany situation.
Okay.
I think people are trying to give her a pass, and it's kind of weird to me because people are failing to realize that her and the mother were friends. And if they were good friends, like the mother was saying, then, yeah, you would, you know, leave your children with them. She trusted her enough with her kids to take her wherever they were going, and that ended up happening. And what people started to realize, you leave your kids with family members and they abuse children. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know why people are trying to, like, blame the mom so much. It's not like they didn't have a relationship. They had a relationship for years. So where she would call them and check, they called her auntie. Like, the kids trusted her too. So it's just weird how people aren't trying to blame Tiffany. I totally blame Aries. I mean, I think it was his idea. It's very weird, but Tiffany is definitely as much to blame for that as well.
Yeah,
so
I'm
that's how
you.
I really feel about that. As far as the Megan situation, I think Nikki is way too old to be doing what she does. She's old enough to be his grandmother. She's old enough to be her mother. And I love how Megan is taking a high route, but it's like I watch the things Nikki do on Twitter, and it's like, lady, are you like, you're that threatened and bothered? You should not be. When you've been in the game for this long, you've been on top for this long, you should really be like, opening your arms to all of these people, but she's loving all these younger girls, and it's just so weird to me.
Yeah.
But that's really all I had to say about that.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Bo. Thank you.
No problem.
Have a good one. All right. 7317, you are live on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, how you doing, Armand?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to comment on the Tiffany Haddish thing.
Okay.
I just think in the black community, there's like a big double standard when it comes to women doing what they do to kids and men doing what they do to kids. I remember when the news first broke that Tiffany Haddish may have done something to some kids. When you looked into the comments, all you seen was, wait, let's wait for the facts. Let's wait for the facts. Let's see where's all the details. They were going after the mother. But if that was a man, if that was just Aries Spears, it would just the narrative would have just been cancel. He's a monster, this and that. I think if we dig deep into our culture, there's a lot of little boys who has been, you know, R-word by grown women in our society, in our culture, and we don't talk about that. We only talk about the men who do it to the little girls, but. How many men have you met out here when you ask them what age were they when they lost their virginity? They'll tell you 13, 12, 11, 10 years old. I've ran into guys, like 90% of the guys that I know tell me they lost their virginity to grown women when they were minors. And we need to stop defending these women when they're accused and treat them just like the men. You know, they need to prove themselves innocent, and they're and just like how we look at the men and they're guilty until proven innocent, we need to give the women the same treatment.
Absolutely. I definitely think that. And you know what I think, but I think a lot of that is even promoted within us. You see guys like Boosie, you know, got strippers on his little boy, and the stripper is shaking butt right in his face. And
exactly.
Like, you know, they think that's that's endearment. Like, that's cool. Like, you know, having an older woman give you head and stuff, like, that's abuse. And I think that they don't realize that, especially with black men, that's why a lot of black men grow up traumatized and be out here, like, wilding, you know, because they think they develop so many of these, like, addictions, you know what I mean? Like, sexual addictions and, you know what I mean, and watching a lot of, you know, pornography and stuff like that, because they get into that with these women, be like, they're ushered into this by the older men, and they bring these women around, and it's a safe space. They look at women that women are, you know, they're, it's like they're disarming. They're not as strong. They're not as tough. It's not as hard. You know, it's softer. So it's okay. But it's like, that's not okay.
Exactly. And a good example of that, what we're talking about, is when Erica Banks went to that high school and did that to those little boys, in her mind, she thought that was okay. That's a lot of women in our community. They think doing that to little boys is cool. And the parents of those boys had nothing to say about it. They didn't try to cancel her or nothing. I bet the dads was up there cheering for those little boys while they were getting torqued on by a grown woman. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's just a conversation that we need to have. And it's not only, we don't only have male predators out here, we have women also in our community. That's something to think about.
Thank you so much. Well, we have a lot of people in the queue right now, but I don't think we're gonna get to everybody. But you know what I think is interesting too? I think a lot of these men and fathers and mothers, they love to see that, because it makes them feel like, you know, and I just have to say this, it makes them feel like, you know, oh, at least my son's not gay, he like girls, thank God. You know, it's like, ooh, I'd rather him damn near be abused by a cougar than to be, you know, thinking about boys, you know? So I think a lot of that is like, you know, go out there, son, show them what you're made of. You know what I mean? You ain't gay, huh? You like bitches, you know? It's just bitches. But I don't know, child. That's a mess. 5517. Let me see. 5517, you live on the air.
Hi, Ramon. Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you loud and clear. I love it. What's going on?
Okay, I'm calling because, okay, I personally have not watched the video that you are talking about with Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. But I'm actually not surprised that Tiffany was a part of something like that, because I don't know if you and, like, the listeners recall, but there's a YouTube video with Tiffany Haddish where she's actually parodying and making fun of the Rihanna beating by Chris Brown. It's like, it has some super long title called, like, Rihanna Gets Revenge on Chris Brown and Beat Blank. So, like, I'm not really surprised that she would be a part of something like that, because she's been making, like, really controversial videos for a long time, and I'm surprised, like, nobody has actually even spoke about it. Like, maybe if you have free time, go look it up. It's still on YouTube. I remember when I was, like, 15 years old, my cousins, we were on the computer, you know, the big computer with the big back, watching this video. So, yeah, like, she's been doing, like, outrageous things for a while. But that's all I wanted to say. Like, I wanted to put light on that, too, because this is not her first time doing something outrageous, fun of her Rihanna's beating. Like,
now, this is and I want to pull this up too. This is a little weird too. So you remember what the girl said? Okay, thank you, caller. But you remember what the girl said about the food stuff? And this had just came into my mind too. Like, okay, look, here we go. I don't know exactly what this is. Fade Kanye West featuring Tiffany Haddish official video. But this is a little cringy right here. Hold on, let me see. No, that's not it. Where is that at? Look at this a little. This is weird. Tiffany Haddish loves sucking. Now, mind you, remember the girl said that she was eating the food and stuff. Look at this. This is like some predator stuff, too. Look at this. Look. This is what I'm saying. Like, I believe. Look at that. Like, she in the bathroom. Like, it's an older man in there. Look. She been into that. And look at this. The Bill Cosby. She's nasty. Like, she always been into the little food stuff, and she always been into that stuff, that kind of comedy. She liked that. You were teaching that little girl that stuff, girl. She said they were intimidating Cosby, but the point is, that is the kind of comedy that she liked. And the girl was telling her that she liked, she was trying to have her watch two older people eat a sandwich, but it was given fellatio. But my thing is, Tiffany has a history of using food in a sexual way. That one of her biggest moments on Girls Trip was using food. So I believe that. Even though I've never seen a video, I believe that. Even the Cosby imitation, it's a food and a sexual gesture. Like, she does that. So when a person says, hey, she was trying to have me use food and just use food as demonstrating fellatio, I believe that because she's doing it herself. That's a mess, child. Let me take another call. 6816, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Hey to the chat. Good evening.
Hey.
Good day to everybody. Thank you, Armand, for taking my call. I thank you again for having the courage and the bravery to take this on, putting business before friendship. It's so important. You know, you have such a lineup here tonight, but all of them have something to do with a legal aspect. So I
right.
thought I would call. Yeah, I thought, hey, let me call back in. So you already spoke about the Larry Reed piece. We don't need Olga, because we will lose. And this Bishop Whitehead, his lawyer is Brian L. Ponder, Esquire, and he is a civil trial attorney. But his practice area, his particular area of defense is business and credit card debt and credit card scams. So I'm gathering he was the bishop's attorney when he went to jail the first time. This doesn't have anything to do with defamation and slander and stuff like that. And then when we reach out and we're talking about, Tiffany and Aries, I don't know if you know and your audience knows that Tiffany settled a lawsuit last year with her ex-husband, something to do with that book that she had written called The Black Unicorn. She had accused him of libel. She wasn't going to pay this or that. And didn't she drop the case and settle out of court? And like I said yesterday, she's going to settle on this one. Okay? She had that television show, Kids Say the Darndest Things. Well, sis, you're going to pay. You're going to pay right now. You know, you are coming across to me as the female Bill Cosby. I don't like it. And you're going to pay for what you've done. As far as Ari's concerned, he's just, his lawyer is sloppy. He's not as eager to settle. He's not a settle attorney like Andrew Brettler. So I don't know. He may catch a charge, and I mean that seriously. And in terms
what do you think about the? What do you think about the daughter writing a letter to the LAPD, district attorney's office, asking for them to immediately arrest Tiffany Haddish and Avery Spears and start the process and prosecute them. And they have irrefutable evidence to support this letter.
So let me share this with you and with the folks in the chat. When you are a pro se litigant, that means you're saying, yes, I'm going to represent myself in the court. I'm seeking justice. Based on what we've heard or what we've read, perhaps her mother didn't have the tools to do that. But this young woman sounds like she does.
This will be
interesting. And so I think what will happen in her case is that she is going to be assigned an attorney by the court or has already been, because I read that brief, and it is a well-written brief. And this not even no Olga trash. This, you know, it's really good.
Okay.
And so she's got the attention of the people. Okay. She's got the folks like you and me, folks here on the ground today. Folks say, nah, this isn't right. And as I said yesterday, Tiffany didn't take the opportunity to apologize. And very often when you apologize to people, you bring some kind of comfort that you have acknowledged that there was some hurt done, and she failed to do that. So she, yo, Tiff, stay out there in Greece till you settle this case so that when you get back here, you can't comment because it's been settled. Otherwise, you know, you're not doing, you know, kids do the darndest things no more. They can't have you in no movies with no kids. With, you know,
no, because the people are going to go crazy if they see Tiffany Haddish up there with some kids. That's over.
You better believe it.
That's over. That's over.
That's over.
That's over.
Thank you, Armand.
All right, have a good day. Yeah, that's over. So if she's doing any kids shows, that's a wrap on that for sure. I know the people are... Listen, the people wouldn't be playing with her, okay? All right, let's take one more. 0498, okay? What's popping?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to say this real quick, Armand. I'm a first-time caller, by the way.
Okay, period.
But I just want to say, to me, this seems like another... Now, I'm not racist or anything. I'm a black African-American woman, but... This seems like another Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. She brought the kids in. She was grooming. That's how I'm looking at it. It just twisted all the way around. You know, it's sick. Like you say, it got to be a sick individual to say, hey, I got the perfect kids for something like that. It's such nasty. I mean, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all. You know, it just it puts a bad reputation out for us anyway. But... I'm not lightning because about my kids, Armand, I do 10 to 12. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I think what's unfortunate, though, is that, you know, even with the video, people will see, and I think this is what is tripping me out. Like, it's one thing if it's hearsay, but there's a video of this, and people are still trying to find a justification for Aries and Tiffany. And in some ways, they're almost saying this is Aries' fault, and Tiffany Haddish was just kind of like an innocent bystander who just kind of ended up doing a skit, but almost like, let's blame Aries. But we have to think, Tiffany brought the children, so she is equal to blame. His idea, her kids.
Right. I agree 100% because it takes two people to tango, as they say. And, you know, she needs to be held responsible as well. Because nothing was funny about it. What kind of joke? That, like you said, the other day. Now I understand dark humor, but that was just sick humor. It's a difference.
Yeah. And I think that people are not realizing that. You know, it's the part where the boy was doing the massage, because you had, like, I've been to acting classes before, right? And if we're talking about this, I feel like, you know, these kids have to learn this stuff. And, of course, Tiffany Haddish, you know, you're 30-something years old. You're doing a skit. You know, you got Aries Spears. You guys are comedians. You're acting. You guys are teaching. You guys are telling this boy was young. He probably doesn't know what a petty is. So you guys are having to teach him how to act like a little boy that's going to be groomed for, you know, that kind of role. So who was teaching him how to stroke the toy like that? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, that's like you're teaching him that, so then he's going to go to school, and because he's a kid. You know, you show a kid something, they're going to be doing that to other little kids and doing that at home with their nieces, you know, with their cousins and brothers and sisters and stuff. So you teaching them all these little gestures and stuff, like, y'all did that. You did that. Have you ever seen a little kid and they seem a little fast? You like, oh, I got to keep them away from my kids. I'm going to keep them away from my, like, what do y'all got going on at home? Like, who taught you that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're watching somebody.
You've been watching something. Yeah, and I think that's kind of the part for me. And so I think that we can't, like, everybody's looking at Tiffany and Aries, but, like, this little boy, like, he was affected by this. And I think that, you know, I think we should acknowledge that. And I think that a lot of people are going to try to protect Tiffany Haddish and almost not protect his child.
And that's sick. It's sick because one thing about it, he might not remember it right now, but later on, this is still going to be here. The internet is just getting more and more and more technical. It's going to be here. So 20 years from now, he see himself, and it's like, God, why did my mama allow, you know, or why did nobody help me? Why did nobody save me from this situation, you know? And it's sad.
Thank you, Boo. Thanks for calling in.
I will talk to y'all. You have a good night, and I'll see you listening, okay?
Peace out.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, 5385, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, girl. It's my good girlfriend, Eva, with the T. What's going
now
on, baby?
In the mix.
What? Hello. Okay, so I'm going to do some calling because I just think this whole thing is disgusting, and I just feel like even when you have people online trying to defend this and trying to dox victims, I think it's gross. But what I find interesting is not too long ago, she came out in an interview, Tiffany Haddish, and said that she was a victim at 13. So I don't understand how you being a victim at 13, when you were on set filming these scenes, you didn't find any of it uncomfortable for you or anything triggering to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there watching this happen. And as a victim, I would be like, okay, this doesn't even seem right. But at the end of the day, I feel like also, I feel everyone is to blame, even the mother, because I know that people are trying to excuse it, but what's to say this wasn't like a Kelly situation? I'm not going to say the person's name, but you know what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
where she did whatever she needed to do to get her money. And I don't know if she has problems like that, but, you know, like there's some parents that are like, okay, well, you know, here are the kids. We don't know. Because
when it comes to the mother, I think I'm with you. We don't know. But I think my thing is I feel like she's a secondary piece we could focus on, because I think if we went too hard on the mother, people are looking for a reason not to blame Tiffany or Aries. So they're going to just say, well, the mother brought him. But, girl, it doesn't matter if the mother brought him. Yeah, she wrong. We'll deal with her, too. But Tiffany and Aries, y'all agreed to this. Y'all wanted this out. So, you know, a lot of people will say, well, blame the mom and then let's lighten the load for the celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
No, they all need to be held accountable, and I feel like Tiffany Haddish and Aries should be on the list, and they should do some time. I honestly feel like they should be on a list, and you know what list I'm talking about, because it was borderline child
soft.
P-word.
Yes, it was. It was. I'm like, it kind of was giving that.
It's very that.
Very elusive to that.
And I don't understand how YouTube even had that up for years on their platform, because that's even disgusting, because they're sharing that kind of material.
And let's just take it a step further. You know, if it was one of the girls carrying on like that, you know, we would have been all kind of, this is why you can't leave them around your children. You know, this, they're always touching kids and playing these games with little boys. Could you imagine if it was one of the gays in here doing
this
kid like this? Could you
definitely
imagine if I was on a skit with something like that?
Pitchforks and like burn them down. It would have been very that. And I just think it's, like, the only thing about Tiffany Haddish, my problem with her is, yeah, you came out and you said, you know, you can't talk about this, but take accountability. Be like, you know what, I messed up, and I will do whatever I need to do to, like, fix this. Because at the end of the day, they're still victims. And I'm going to believe the victim, whether people like it or not. And I just feel like I don't care what celebrity you are and who is your friend. They should be held accountable and stop trying to protect these kind of people, because this is why victims don't come forward like this. And it's no shame. Period. Like, that's all I have to say, because this is gross. Ew. It's just, it's triggering for me. Like, ew.
But I feel like, too, Tiffany, the thing is, Tiffany has made a lot of Hollywood friends. And this is where it makes it hard, though, because, you know, once you become friends with these people, then you're in the industry, then there's a bunch of relationships. But at the same time, you know, right is right. That's why I'm like, child, I knew I couldn't get up here and be like, girl, now I kind of, even though I met Tiffany, she's nice. I met her a couple times. She's really nice. But I'm not going to sit up here and say, I was uncomfortable watching it.
It was very uncomfortable. Like, I just don't know what kind of person would even think that was. But then again, Nickelodeon themselves have a lot of accusations. Maybe they did film for it. I don't know. And, like, submitted it. And they were like, okay, this is way too far. And they're like, we're not going to take an L for this. But at the same time, you recorded it. And I wouldn't be able to do something like that just for fame and stardom and to get a role, because there's some roles that you have to literally pass on, and you both produced something that was very borderline, you know what, and it's just like they need to be there needs to be some kind of criminal justice because there's victims involved.
Thank you.
And then the word, this is, what did they say? This is a shakedown. That's what threw me for a loop. Because after, I never even seen the video, but when you shared it and I seen it, like, I couldn't even finish it. I was so disgusted. I couldn't even get that man's eyes out of my head. So I can only imagine a little boy, like, the person gawking at them through the newspaper like that. And, like, they need to be in jail. I don't care if it's for 5 years, 10 years, and they need to be put on a list. I don't care. They produced you know what. To me.
Period.
That's all I have.
All right. Period, Pooh. All right, we're going to take one more. Let's do this one. 5224.
Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. As far as Tiffany Haddish and Erish Spears, like, honestly, just throw them underneath the jail. Like, I can't believe that it took people this long, because I believe, like, a few years ago when this was first made, like, people were outraged too, but I don't think anything was done back then. So I'm just kind of confused as to why all of a sudden, well, I'm not confused. I know it's because of Lizzo, because of the comments Ari Spears made towards Lizzo. I feel like Hollywood has a tendency of doing things like this. Like, they like letting things go underneath the rug until later on when they need to use it in order to get people out of certain situations or in order to ruin people's images. But as far as everybody involved in the situation, throw them underneath the jail.
Period.
And that's really all I have to say about that.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right, y'all. We got to wrap it here. We've been online for an hour and 30.